Pandora is the largest jewelry producer in the world and has recently announced its decision to no longer use mined diamonds. It's only going to produce diamonds in its laboratories. This decision follows its resolving to stop using newly mined gold and silver last year. Well, to get his take on their decision, I'm joined on the line by Dr. Petri Prins. He's the managing director at Prins & Prins Diamonds. Thank you very much, Dr. Prins, for joining us. Now, how significant is this latest decision and what do you think is driving it?
Hi, hello, Nompo, and hello, listeners.
Sure.
Firstly, let me put Pandora's announcement in context. Pandora is really a producer and seller of silver jewelry. They're not major players in the diamond market at all.
Right.
But with the availability of man-made diamonds that are much, much cheaper, they now can incorporate and broaden their brand to accommodate a much lower category or a clientele that cannot afford a real diamond or a mined diamond.
So will the quality of the diamonds that they make in the lab be similar to what we get from the ground?
Let me just give some clarification here, because there's a lot of confusion about what is a synthetic diamond. In the diamond industry, we don't like to call something synthetic, specifically not a diamond, because the consumer thinks of synthetic as glass or plastic or something like that.
Yes.
Now, man-made diamonds are diamonds. They are the same, they've got the same physical, the same optical, the same chemical properties as a real diamond that comes from the earth. The only difference between the two is the one is made by man within a few weeks, whereas the other one comes from a deep 500-600 kilometers below the earth and has grown over 3 billions of years.
Mm.
So there is a big difference, although it is the same substance.
So you mentioned already the cost. From a cost perspective, presumably it's going to be cheaper for the end user, for people who ordinarily would not be able to afford diamonds.
Exactly. You know, as man-made or lab-grown diamonds provide a wonderful opportunity for the jewelry industry to broaden their reach, to provide a diamond to people who can't afford a mined diamond.
What's behind their decision, to stop using mined gold and silver and mined diamonds? Is it just a cost thing or is it a conscious thing about the environment? Why?
No, Pandora has never been diamond sellers. They are not diamond sellers. They
right.
are now using the cheap, the less expensive man-made diamonds to incorporate in their ranges. Their clients are not diamond buyers per se.
Yes.
So they won't affect the whole diamond industry very much.
Right.
But the presence of synthetic diamonds is surely impacting on the diamond industry, because now all of a sudden a lot of people will prefer to buy a man-made diamond and not spend 10 times more for a real diamond.
Yes. So for those...
The cost factor that you've asked is, the man-made diamonds obviously can be produced at will as much as you like, and they will be less expensive, and their prices are coming down as we speak, because it is not so difficult to make a man-made diamond than it is to find a man or a mined diamond.
Right, right. So let's talk about diamonds, real diamonds from, not real diamonds, let's talk about diamonds from the ground, the mined diamonds. You are in the diamond industry, you have been for many years. From where you stand, are diamonds still a girl's best friend? How has that particular market, the diamond mined market, how has it performed during the past COVID year, for example, given the fact that, some people may have been risk averse to buy expensive things?
The whole diamond industry is in trouble. COVID has had a major impact. The whole diamond industry has gone onto the internet. India is in trouble. No diamonds can be cut or graded there at the moment. So, yes, we are in trouble, the natural diamond industry. And this is an ideal time for the man-made diamonds to fill the gap, and they are promoting it properly. sometimes they're really misrepresenting what a man-made diamond really is. But nevertheless, it fills a good gap in the market at the moment.
Yeah, but for people who do have money, they're going to go for, in inverted commas, the real thing, obviously.
You know, natural diamonds will always have a mystery and a mystique that the person who's got money, who can afford it, will rather go for the real thing, the man-made one, than the mined one, rather than the lab-grown one. Doesn't mean that the lab-grown diamond is not a diamond. It still is a diamond.
Yes.
But it hasn't got the mystery and the history behind it. And unfortunately, the prices are going down quite dramatically as far as lab-grown is concerned.
Excellent. Dr. Prince, thank you very much for giving us your insights there. That was Dr. Petri Prince. He's the Managing Director at Prince & Prince Diamonds.